Dear listeners, welcome to HR Historical Radio, where we relate to all of you historical facts. Today we will welcome Laïcia Sabas, who will read to us a letter of her great grandmother dating back to 1990, during which Eliza, her great grandmother, was a feminist and took part in a lot of demonstrations for women's rights in order to have, among other things, the right to vote. So, Laïcia, I'll let you read the beginning of the letter.
Dear Mother, I'm sending you this letter to tell you that I've been arrested. I'm in jail with other suffragettes that were with me during the demonstration. Our neighbor, Maria, died. I can't describe what I'm feeling. She wasn't even in the party. She was just there to support us. And just like that, she was shot. Is this the price to pay for liberty? Are dead people the price for us women to take our life under control?
So yes, I heard it was extremely difficult for feminist women to defend their cause, even though it was often pacifist demonstration. Fights often start because of the police, and a lot of them were put into jail.
Yes, indeed. But being in jail didn't stop everything. Even there, they kept fighting. So let's resume. We have been hunger striking for a few days now. However, the officers force-fed us because they didn't want us to die. I'm waiting for my release. They have no serious accusations against us. On the contrary, I believe our arrest could make people react. I will not give up anyway. I'm already planning our next demonstration.
I have a little question. Was her mother agreeing to what your great-grandmother was doing?
No, she wasn't. Actually, there were an important number of the population who disagreed with the feminist, even some other women. So, I know you don't understand what I'm doing, Mother. I don't blame you. You have lived all your life under men's control without having the possibility to ever say something. But I can't live with this. I can't live this way. I dream of a better world for all. Freedom shouldn't exist for men, but also extend to women. Maybe one day this world will exist.
Et voilà.